Yeah, so you said that Barham is now a separate subsidiary company.
Right, so so it's been formed for a couple of reasons. One, of course, you know, you mentioned about service. So service and support is something that you can get directly from Barham UK.
Yeah.
And to the extent that anything were to go wrong with the device, the repairs would be conducted by us.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the devices are ultimately very reliable. So,
indeed, yeah.
So for the most part, if something ever did have to come back, it would be, you know, usually repaired within 24 hours of receipt and sent back to you.
Because it could be like, it might be a damaged braille, a failed braille cell.
So generally speaking, we keep stock of all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
I mean, if it were, I'm not going to say it would never, ever have to go back to Germany. There could always be a situation where something, I mean, you know, you mentioned a damaged braille cell. I mean, it doesn't happen often, thankfully, because again, the devices are robust, but there are situations where someone damages a braille spike because they drop it. So in those cases, it may be that it goes back. Now, when that happens, you know, we ship it to Germany, they get it the next day. Usually repairs are performed within a week and sent back, and then we get it back to you.
Yeah,
that would be worst case.
Yeah,
the fact is that you generally don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Okay.
The device itself comes with a 2-year warranty.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a bumper to bumper warranty, in as you might say. So it includes everything, including the battery.
Yeah.
So if anything goes wrong, it's getting taken care of.
Indeed. Yeah.
And then as for the displays themselves, so we have both the 20 cell and the 40 with us here today.
Yeah.
So let me put the 20 cell in front of you first.
Okay. This is a 20 cell. It feels quite nice. Although it's quite wide, it's quite compact.
Yes.
And it's got the routing keys. The keys, you know, are just basic square, quite basic, a bit like typewriter keys.
So these are actually kind of we manufacture every inch of this. So the keyboard is a Barham keyboard. We don't source these parts from anywhere else. We make the keys, we make the mechanisms beneath them.
Yeah, okay.
The keyboard is an ergonomic keyboard.
Yeah.
That is to say that usually when you're typing, your hands are not parallel the way yours are right now, but rather exactly. And then you won't miss dots 1 and 4 over here.
Yeah, okay.
Your thumbs, meanwhile, will line up hopefully well with the space bars at the front. They sit below the braille display.
Okay.
And so you're in good shape there, because it is an 8-dot braille keyboard.
It is, or it isn't?
And it is.
Yeah.
So there is dot 7 and 8 on the ends.
Do they double up as backspace and enter?
They do. Yeah. When you're inside a word processor or in a text field where you can type a note, then yes, they do.
Okay.
However, if you've configured the device for computer braille, they're also used for typing.
Indeed, yeah.
The other thing to tell you is that the command structure of Varia Ultra is a little different from other devices.
Yeah.
So you're perhaps familiar with the chord command concept.
Yeah.
Okay, so while we do have some chord commands, the vast majority of commands in Varia Ultra involve the use of dot 7 and or dot 8 at the same time. The advantage, the disadvantage is if you're not used to using your small fingers for typing, you know, it takes a little bit of getting used to. But the advantage is that you have global commands that can be done from anywhere.
Yeah.
And that means that you have one command. You don't have to worry about it. So, you know, the left space bar is referred to as B9. The right space bar is B0.
Yeah, okay.
So a command is typically B9, so the left space bar, B9 plus W plus 7-8 would be the global command to go to the word processor from anywhere.
Yeah.
As opposed to going to a menu, then selecting something and going to it.
Can you still do that?
You can. Yes. Yeah. So if you're more comfortable going through menus, there's nothing to stop you from doing so.
Yeah. Okay.
So the device anyway is a braille note taker and a braille display.
Yeah.
When you're in braille note taker mode, you have access to about a dozen applications.
Yeah.
The word processor is used. The word processor is used for working with DOC and DOCX, RTF, BRF, BRL, and PowerPoint files.
Yeah.
There's a PDF document viewer. Which actually does an amazingly good job working with PDF files.
Yeah.
And then there's a spreadsheet viewer for working with Excel files.
Yeah. If I check my recording,
yes. Go ahead.
Nice and detailed.
That's in the note taker. So yeah, there is.
And when you're in the note taker, yes. Can you write in grade 1 or grade 2 braille?
You can do. So yes, you can. It's a short answer.
Yeah.
However, if you're typing into a braille file,
yeah.
As opposed to an RTF document,
yeah.
You can type in anything you want.
Yeah.
It's like using a Perkins brailler at
indeed,
that point.
Indeed. Yeah.
What you braille is what you get. So if you have your own shorthand braille, that's fine.
Yeah.
But yes, you actually have a. A switch for going between contracted and non-contracted braille.
Yeah.
And we will be adding unified English braille in the autumn.
Yeah, okay.
So that'll be probably around the October time frame, I suspect.
Yeah.
If you happen to be in the braille display mode, you are able to connect Varia Ultra to 5 devices simultaneously.
Okay.
4 channels of Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And one channel, and then one USB connection.
Okay, yeah.
Speaking of USB, so I can see that you found the standard USB.
Yeah.
The standard USB is used where you want to plug in a USB memory stick.
Yeah, okay.
The micro USB, which follows it towards the front, so it's actually, so here, me finger. So here's the standard, here's the micro.
Yeah, okay.
So the micro is where you plug in the USB power adapter.
Yeah.
Or to connect to a Windows computer.
Yeah, okay. What if you, obviously a question, and that's all right, but if you want to connect, if you connect to a Windows computer, is it powered from the computer?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, trickle charge.
Yeah.
So for fastest charging, especially if the battery is flat, plugging into power is the most efficient way.
Yeah.
But you can plug into a computer as well, an external battery for that matter.
Yeah.
Charge for you.
Okay. It certainly looks pretty good because, you know, it feels reasonably robust.
Yes.
The devices that Barnes are out there, it's a Braille Ultra 20 and 40.
Yes.
And I imagine they're the main devices you sell, are they now?
I'm sorry, the last part?
I imagine they're the main devices, that is the main product.
Yes. As far as our Braille products are concerned, the Varia Ultra are the most popular products that we sell these days.
Yeah. Are they the only Braille?
No. We make 13 different Braille products. We make full-blown note-taker called the Pronto.
I remember the Pronto being about years ago.
Well, it's still out. We've actually just come out with version 4. Let me grab it. One second.
Okay.
Stick and then take it to the people, so it will print or it won't be there.